Episode 2242, Walk Closer to God.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy day. I hope you're having a beautiful weekend. Now, I know if it's been anything as crazy as mine between snow last week, then we've had rain this week, and now it's like, what is it going to do? Today in your heart, it's going to be sunshine. It's going to be joy. It's all about your relationship with God. Walk closer to God. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, I have a really serious question for you today. Do you tend to hold God at arm's length? Because he doesn't like it. He wants you to walk closer to God. He wants you to come in, not where you feel comfortable, but where you can feel his presence. God desires a relationship with you. In fact, one of your best friends should be God. And I know it sounds strange, but that's what he desires. And for some reason, busyness and perfection become the roller coaster of excuses that shackle your day, convincing you that unless there's an emergency, there's no need to pull the emergency cord. Who needs that cord anyway? Do we even use it? Usually we use it when it's too late. But that's just it. It's not too late. God is for your everyday. I can remember back to when I was a little girl. I was given this book, and I even can remember the color of it. It had this cute little girl, almost as if she had a bonnet on. Now, I know bonnets are out. I get it. They're not in vogue. And it had kind of a field of beautiful flowers. And the cover itself, there was white, but it was also kind of cream. And it was dim just a little bit. However, it still seemed like it was very, very bright. Now, I was given this book, I believe it was by my mom, and it talked about walking with God in your everyday. Now, I understand I was not a reader back in the day. And this was semi, not really devotional. Devotionals weren't big back then, but it was about being able to turn the page and here's a thought for the day. But they didn't call it a devotional. So I read it conveniently when the time was available. And what I found as I read it is that I simply felt closer to God. And what really got me thinking more was that, you know what, God was supposed to be about my everyday. Not just on Sundays, not just on Wednesdays, not just when I needed that emergency cord pull. I needed him every day. Not because he needed me, because I needed him. And I needed him because I was meeting new friends. I needed him for taking a test. I needed him when I was having a playoff test for first chair flautist. I needed him when I was getting ready to teach children's church. I needed him when I was just simply cooking dinner. I needed God for everything. It wasn't just the emergency situations. It was for literally everything. You know what happens though? We get older. And then we think we've arrived. We've got it all put together. Did you ever think about how much we stray from God? But he never strays from us. Walk closer to God. Not because he needs you, but you need him. I am one who's moved a lot. You know this. Oh my goodness, we're talking about way over 30 times. It is ridiculous. And I will never say never. People ask me, so are you going to stay where you are? And I'm like, well, and it's a question mark. Because I don't know. But what I do know is that I'm going to show up and that God's going to be right next to me. And so because we've moved a lot, it doesn't matter the location, doesn't matter the school I attended or the friends I had not yet met. God was always there. See, God was always my best friend. And as I look back, he has been the only constant in my life. Okay, my mom and dad too. But from moving from one place to the next, He's been my only constant. Even having children, yeah, they're there. But have they been consistently doing the same thing? No, because they're growing. And one might be in the midst of temper tantrum, terrible twos, or the other one might be teething again for like the second month straight, and the other one might be looking at going into second grade, and all of a sudden we're thinking like we're 30 years old, but we're only in second grade, right? Our children do not have a constant because they're growing. They're ever changing. But the one constant I always had, always, without a shadow of a doubt, was God. Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. It says that in James 4:8. So let me ask you another question. Are you one who draws near to God? Are you one who says, you know what? Yeah, I want more than just that emergency cord pull. We need that, most definitely, but we also need those everyday times. Are you willing to uncross your arms? Are you willing to lay down your reservations? Are you willing to lay down your expectations and walk by faith? Walk closer to God today and every day, and feel the shift not only in your mind, but more importantly, in your heart. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.